The St. Johns River is the longest river in Florida, winding through or bordering 18 counties. Over 3.5 million people live within the various watersheds of the St. Johns, and it's the second largest ecosystem in the state after the Everglades. In 2008, the St. Johns River was named one of America's top 10 endangered rivers. The St. Johns Riverkeeper is a privately funded independent voice for the St. Johns River. Their mission is to work on behalf of the community for clean and healthy waters. Lisa Reinemann is the chief advocate and public's voice for the St. Johns River. I joined Lisa and a group of fellow environmentalists at Fort Drum, the official headwaters of the St. Johns.
We're a nonprofit organization advocacy group. It's our goal to give the St. Johns River a voice wherever she needs one, and it's to protect and restore the St. Johns River. We're a private organization. We don't accept any government money. It's our job to hold government accountable as well as those polluting the St. Johns River. And so we work with folks that love the St. Johns to make sure we're doing all we can to protect the river.
Doug Boltolina is the land manager of the Upper St. John's Water Management District, and he discussed the land surrounding the starting point of the St. John's.
We've done a lot of restoration with all the ditches and dikes and the old pumps that used to be in here to try to bring it back to something, and it's considered a work in progress. We've brought money in, grants and those types of things to make the habitat better for the public. If you do ever want to get away, Fort Drum's the place to do it. You can really get back into Hog and Sick Island out here. The Master Naturalist courses have occurred out here, things like that. But you're in the upland part of Fort Drum. Everything to that side is swamped, and I mean bad swamp.
Lisa was invited to the upper basin of the St. Johns to visit various locations on the river, including Blue Cypress Lake.
Today we're out on Blue Cypress Lake, and just to see this pristine water, the lake, and the water was so beautiful, and the cypress trees were so healthy. The Osprey's music was just unbelievable. Just to see a pristine lake like that when we're experiencing so much nutrient pollution in the St. Johns. And so it was nice to see what all of this looked like in its infancy.
Lisa told me more about Riverkeeper and its efforts to save and improve the St. Johns River.
It's going to take all of us working together to save the protections we have in place as well as do more restoration of these beautiful waterways. And the first step is communication. You know, we have to get out and meet folks. I go to all the St. Johns River Water Management District Board meetings. I work with staff in the Palatka area. But getting out and talking to the folks that are out here in the field, that helps have a better understanding of the system, of the work they do, and also a contact for when there are questions or issues. It starts with a conversation. We're located at Jacksonville University in the Marine Science Research Institute, and so we work very closely with their faculty that has biologists, chemists, and the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission. There's a private chemistry lab, and we have a technical team that's pro bono that works with us. We have a legal committee, but we kind of focus on celebrating the river, educating, investigating, negotiating, and sometimes litigation if we have to get to that point. But we try to exhaust all of our different avenues before we do, and we sometimes have to turn to litigation, which we are on several issues right now involving nutrient pollution, as well as a permit for a ranch in the Silver Springs area.
The next day, 18 people gathered at Camp Holly for a kayak trip to Lake Helen Blazes. I asked Lisa what impressed her the most about her visit to the Upper St. Johns.
I think it's more of a reconfirming, you know, just about all the amazing energy and love for this river that's along it, and these passionate people that are focused on protecting the St. Johns. I think that's been the most energizing piece of the trip. It's just, sometimes we spend so much of our time meeting with the opposition as opposed to the folks that are on the same team. So it's been lovely.
To see photos and learn more about St. John's Riverkeeper, go to our website, WFIT.org. For WFIT, I'm Terry Wright.